بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and upon his family and companions and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through an introduction to this series of lessons and some of the important matters that every student of knowledge should pay attention to. And in this lesson, we want to begin by knowing the virtues, the fada'il, the virtues of seeking knowledge, the virtues of learning. And the reason why it's important for us to know the virtues of knowledge is that when you know the virtue of something, when you know the reward of something, then it brings your heart closer to fulfilling that action. And for this reason, in the Quran, the usloob, the way of da'wah which is given in the Quran is always at-targhib wa at-tarhib. And the meaning of at-targhib is mentioning a reward in order to make the hearts of the believers desire this reward, and also at-tarhib, which is the mentioning of a punishment in order for the hearts of the believers to fear that thing and stay away from it. And also, this is the same thing that we should apply when it comes to our da'wah and our tarbiyah, and even with our children, that we don't merely say to them, for example, pray, order them with a prayer, but explain to them why they should pray, what is the reward in praying, and also what is the punishment behind not praying, and in everything. So just as Allah in His Quran, He based it upon at-targhib wa at-tarhib, mentioning rewards so people desire that reward, and mentioning punishment so people fear that punishment, then also us in our da'wah and in our tarbiyah. And if you remember, we mentioned last week that we would be reading some chapters, not all of the book, but some chapters from a book authored by Sheikh Abdul Aziz As-Sadhan, called Ma'alim fi Tariq Talab al-Ilm, milestones or landmarks in the path to knowledge. And he mentions by saying that when a person sees students of knowledge who have come together and they're giving up their time for the sake of Allah in order to learn, then this is something which makes every Muslim happy, fills the heart with happiness. That you see people of different ages, young and old, when the other people are sleeping in their beds, or the other people are in laghwi wal lahu, are wasting their time in enjoyment or mere amusement, you see a group of Muslims who assume the responsibility of learning and studying and coming together for the sake of Allah. And this is a blessing, the fact that Allah has given you the tawfiq to attend here and sit in a house from the houses of Allah in order to revise and study the book of Allah and the statement of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This in of itself is a great blessing. Consider, for example, how many Muslims there are just in this area. If you leave the rest of Manchester, just in this area, just in this neighborhood, how many Muslims there are. And then a few from those Muslims of this neighborhood attend the masjid. And then a few from those Muslims who attend the masjid, a few from the few, they have been given the tawfiq, or they have been given the guidance to attend these gatherings and sit and learn and dedicate themselves to this. And this is something which is pleasing to the hearts of every believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the virtues of knowledge, is that He has praised those people who carry the knowledge of al-Islam. He said, "Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama." That those people who truly have the khashiyah of Allah. And the khashiyah means a fear and a humility of Allah. Those people who truly have the fear and the humility of Allah from amongst all of His worshippers are the ulama. The ulama, i.e. the carriers of knowledge. And the Salaf, they have a phrase, they would say, كُلَّمَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ بِرَبِّهِ أَعْرَفْ كَانَ لَهُ أَرْجَى وَمِنْهُ أَخْوَفْ. They have as a principle, they say, that every time a person is more knowing of his Lord, then he's more fearful of his Lord and he has more hope in his Lord. The more a knowledge, the more a person learns about Allah, the more he will love Him, the more he will fear Him, and the more hope he has. So what is it, for example, that causes us to be scared of touching the fire? Because we know, we have knowledge of the severity of fire. What is it that causes us, for example, to fear a scorpion or a snake? Because we know the dangers of the poison from the snake or the scorpion. And like this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we learn about Allah, the more we know about Allah, then the higher the iman, and the more love of Allah, and the more fear of Allah. And this also teaches us the effect that knowledge should have upon the student of knowledge. That the students of knowledge, more than the rest of the Muslim society, they are the ones who should have more love of Allah in their hearts, and more fear of Allah in their hearts. If we are learning about Allah, and we are learning about His Messenger, and learning about His religion, but then this doesn't cause us to increase in our love of Allah and His Messenger, and it doesn't cause us to increase in us in our fear of Allah, then there is something wrong either with the intention or that which we are learning. And we know that it can't be the problem which we're learning, because we are only learning the Quran and the Sunnah. So the problem isn't in what we are learning, but the problem is in the niyyah. The problem is in the intention. And for this reason, if you remember last week, when we mentioned what is the correct intention a person should have when he seeks knowledge or when he attends a lesson. Who can remember? The correct knowledge or the correct intention a person should have when he attends a lesson or learns any knowledge. Tafadhal. This is the correct intention. رَفْعُ الْجَهَلْ عَنْ نَفْسِكَ. The only reason why you come to the gathering of knowledge, the only reason why you attend an Islamic lesson, is not so you can be a da'i tomorrow, or you can call others to Islam, or so you can memorize this and that, or because you want some sharaf, some nobility. It is only to remove ignorance from yourself. And also from the virtues of knowledge is that it is a reason to gain the pleasure of Allah. When a person comes to these gatherings and seeks knowledge and dedicates his time to knowledge, then this is a reason or an avenue to seek and attain the pleasure of Allah. Also, from the virtues and benefits of knowledge is that it is a reason for your conduct to become correct. Your manners and your conduct and your integrity, they are maintained and they are elevated through seeking knowledge. And I'll give you a very small example from something, from a conversation I had yesterday with somebody. I gave a khutbah in a particular masjid yesterday, and a person approached me and he told me of a 13-year-old English boy, a non-Muslim, who had accepted Islam. And this 13-year-old boy was like any other 13-year-old boy living in this country. That on the bus, they're messing around, they're loud, they're joking, they're jumping around, maybe they're being rude to others, throwing things on the floor, and so on and so forth. And this boy, he was from the same gang of Muslims and non-Muslims who do the same every single day on the bus, on the train, being a nuisance and shouting and messing around and generally, as they say, having a laugh. And then when he accepted Islam, his friends didn't know that he had accepted Islam. So a few days later, he came on the bus with his friends, but he was just sitting very quietly and very orderly. So his friend said to him, "Are you feeling okay today? Is there something wrong? You're not your usual self. You're not messing around. You're not joking around." And he said to me, and that's because, or he said to his friends, that is because I have entered into a religion which teaches me how I should interact with other people. It teaches me what I have to do to be like with my elders. It teaches me to respect those who are around me. So look how this young adolescent, only yesterday he was being a nuisance, but because of entering into Islam and because of Islam organizing his life and him gaining a little bit of knowledge about respecting the elders and not being a nuisance and not annoying others, not harming others, how it led to his morals and his manners and his integrity to change. And like this, every student of knowledge. So the student of knowledge, like we said last week, is like a beneficial cloud of rain. That wherever this cloud goes and that rain touches, it is always of benefit. Whether the student of knowledge is at home, or in the masjid, or at college, or on a bus, he will benefit the others. And he will benefit other people before his statements and his knowledge through his conduct and his actions. A student of knowledge, it should be very clear that this person is a student of knowledge from other people, even if they don't say a word. Why? Because the conduct of a student of knowledge and the integrity of a student of knowledge has to be different to those who don't have knowledge. And all of this is based upon his khashya of Allah and his raja, his hope in Allah and his fear of Allah. And also from the virtues of knowledge is what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah said. He said, "Kullu ma kana fil Qur'ani min madhin lil 'abd." That in the Qur'an, every instance in which Allah praises the people, فَهُوَ مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الْعِلْمِ, then it is a fruit of knowledge. It is due to knowledge. Every time Allah praises a group of people in the Quran, then those group of people, they only have been praised because they have acted upon knowledge. Meaning, when Allah mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah loves the people of patience. Well, when Allah mentioned, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves the people who do good, who do ihsan. When Allah mentioned that He loves the muqsitin, the people of justice, the people of truth, all of these people have only been praised because all of these characteristics are a result of their knowledge. And then he said, وَكُلُّ مَا كَانَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ ذَمٍ لِلْعَبْدِ فَهُوَ مِنْ ثَمْرَةِ الْجَهَلِ. And every time in the Quran there is a criticism or a dispraise of a group of people, then it is because of ignorance. So those who reject, it is because of ignorance. Those who disbelieve, it is because of ignorance. Those who walk upon the earth, maraha, like Allah said, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ maraha. Do not walk upon the earth arrogantly and triumphantly, it is because of ignorance. Allah said, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّخَ لِلنَّاسِ, that do not turn your cheek away in belittling the people. When Allah dispraises these people who show contempt and belittlement of the rest of creation, it is because of ignorance. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he said that every time in the Quran Allah praises a group of people, it is as a result of their knowledge. And every time Allah dispraises a group of people, it is because of their ignorance. And therefore this is from the virtues of knowledge. And also, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, in his book Miftah Dar Sa'ada, he mentions, again from the virtues of knowledge, he said, وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا الْقُرْبُ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that if the benefits of knowledge were only restricted to gaining closeness to the Lord of the worlds, knowledge has so many different benefits and virtues. But if the benefits of seeking knowledge was just restricted to that, whilst you're seeking knowledge, you are close to Allah. وَالْتِحَاقُ بِعَالِمِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ بِعَالَمَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and that you are close to the world of the angels. وَصُحْبَةِ الْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَى, and you will have the companionship of those who are high, لَكَفَى بِهِ شَرَفًا وَفَضْلًا, then this is sufficient for knowledge as a virtue and as a nobility. In the Quran and the Hadith, there are many different benefits and virtues to knowledge. And the virtue of knowledge and the benefit of knowledge, it is in this dunya and also in the akhirah. And some of the Salaf, they used to say, it is enough virtue for knowledge that if you are the knowledgeable one in your masjid, you are the one who is sent forward in order to lead the people in their prayer. You might be the poorest of people and the least of people in status and tribe and money and health and strength, and yet in terms of leading all of the people because of knowledge, you are the one who is put forward. On top of this, brothers, is another example. When somebody wants to accept Islam, and you know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever shows another person guidance, then for him will be the reward of every action that that person does. If you show a person an act of guidance, then every time that person implements that guidance, for you is also the reward, and neither of their reward is diminished. When a person wants to accept Islam, and maybe this hall is full of people, and somebody comes from the street and I want to accept Islam, what will the people say? They will find the student of knowledge or the imam of the masjid, and they will say, please can you come forward and tell this person how to accept Islam. And therefore, this imam or this talib al-ilm, he did nothing. He didn't go out to the street. He didn't bring him here. Rather, that person was brought to him. And yet the virtue is so high that when that person accepts Islam at his hands, then for him is the reward of the actions which he does. Without any striving, without any effort from you, you didn't go out to the street. Rather, that person was brought to you by another person because you have some knowledge and you have some standing. And so there's much reward and much benefit in seeking knowledge. But Ibn al-Qayyim says that if you ignore all of the other benefits and all of the other virtues, and if you just remember that whilst I am sitting here, I am close to my Lord, then this is sufficient as a nobility and this is sufficient as a reward. And then he said, فَكَيْفَ وَعِزِّ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ مُنُوطٌ بِهِ. So if this is sufficient as a reward and sufficient as a nobility, then how about the honor of this dunya and the honor of the akhirah is based upon seeking knowledge. So these are some of the things which the author mentions in his book or in this chapter. Of course, in the Quran and the Sunnah, there are many ayat and many ahadith regarding the virtues of knowledge. Firstly, Allah calls it a fadl. Allah called knowledge a fadl. And the meaning of fadl is a virtue from the grace and the kindness of Allah. Allah said in the Quran to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah has revealed to you the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And He has revealed to you wisdom. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And He has taught you that which you did not know. He has given you knowledge regarding those things which you did not know. And then He said, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. That the fadl, the virtue of Allah upon you is great, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So notice how in this ayah, Allah linked His fadl, His virtue and His kindness to what? To al-kitab, the Qur'an, wal-hikmah and wisdom, wa-allamaka and knowledge. So the fadl of Allah upon a slave is the knowledge that a person gains. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, and he was from the imams of the Salaf, he was asked regarding the virtue and the greatness of knowledge. And he replied, أَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ قَوْلَهُ حِينَ بَدَأَ بِهِ. He said to the person, have you not heard the statement of Allah in which He begins the ayah with, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Allah said in this ayah, فَعْلَمْ, have knowledge, know and learn, La ilaha illallah, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sins. It is sufficient as a virtue of knowledge that Allah begins this ayah with the word fa'alam, learn and have knowledge. Also, from the virtues of knowledge is Allah mentioned in a single ayah Himself and the angels and the people of knowledge in a single ayah. And how beautiful a companionship this will be in the Akhirah. In a single ayah, Allah mentions Himself, and He mentions the angels, and He mentions the people of knowledge. He said, "Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illa hu." Allah bears witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Him. Wal malaika, and the angels also bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Him. And then He said, "Wa ulul ilm," and also the people of knowledge, they also bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Him. So Allah mentions two noble things. Firstly, the people of knowledge, who He mentions with the angels and He mentions with Himself. And secondly, He mentions At-Tawheed. La ilaha illa hu. Also, from the virtue of knowledge is that the people of knowledge are greater with Allah than the people of ignorance. And for this reason Allah said, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah raises amongst you those who have been given iman and those who have knowledge in various ranks. Darajat. Not just one rank. In various ranks. And therefore, the higher a person's knowledge, the higher a person's iman. And the higher a person's iman, the higher his rank is. From the virtues of knowledge which Allah mentions in the Quran is that He ordered His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to supplicate for an increase in knowledge. He said, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and say, O followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rabbi, O my Lord, زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, increase me in my knowledge. And Allah did not mention in the Quran any other request which the Prophet should make in terms of an increase except knowledge. And for this reason, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, he said in his tafsir of this ayah, فَلَوْ كَانَ شَيْءٍ أَشْرَفُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, that if there was anything which was more noble than knowledge, لَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ الْمَزِيدَ مِنْهُ, then he would have ordered his Prophet to also ask for an increase in it. If wealth was greater and more noble and more important than knowledge, then Allah would have ordered His Prophet to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي مَالًا, O my Lord, increase me in my wealth. And if it was property or children or anything else, then Allah would have ordered His Prophet to ask for an increase. But He didn't do so. The only thing which Allah ordered His Prophet to ask for an increase in is regarding knowledge. And then, from the virtues of knowledge is that when a person dies, all of his actions, they stop. Meaning, a person who prayed a prayer in this dunya, he's rewarded for it in the hereafter. He prayed a prayer, then for him is a certain reward. He fasted a day of fasting, in the Akhirah, there is a certain reward for him. But the person who sought knowledge and taught knowledge, even after he dies, then his reward does not stop. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدِ إِنْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا ثَلَاثٍ. When a person dies, all of his actions stop, except three actions. And the first of those three actions, he said, عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, knowledge which a person sought and then he taught, and people are still benefiting from that knowledge. So every time a person benefits from that knowledge, then the reward is for that person in the grave. So look, for example, just now I mentioned the statement of Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi. Just that mentioning of that statement, bi-idhnillah, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, and he's in his grave and he's doing no more actions, he's being rewarded by the permission of Allah, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'ah. And not only that, not only in the grave, but even whilst you are upon this dunya. Imagine, for example, that you sent a hadith as a text message to a few people. Just a single text message. It took you maybe 10 seconds or 15 seconds and you sent it to some of your friends, or you forwarded it to some of your friends. And then you have forgotten about this text message that you sent. So you go home and you're sleeping, or you're eating, or you're playing with your children, you're talking to your wife, and yet somebody is forwarding that text message, or somebody is acting upon that text message, even when you are playing with your children and talking to your wife, eating food, and you're sleeping, your reward is still being increased. Your reward is still being multiplied. And for this reason, do not ever think about how small the action is. This good action which you have done, don't think about how small this action is, but think about how great is the one who you are pleasing. Always, when it comes to good deeds and bad deeds, don't belittle the good deed and don't belittle the sin, but think about the greatness of the one who you are pleasing and the one who you are angering. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this meaning, he said in a hadith, he said, "Inna al-abda la yatakallamu bil kalima." That sometimes a person will make a statement. He says something, "La yulqi laha balan," and he doesn't even pay any consideration to what he has said. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yarfa'ahu Allahu biha daraja," and yet Allah increases his rank because of this statement which he made. You made a statement and you didn't even pay any consideration to the statement you made, but you don't know, yet Allah has increased your rank because of this statement. And that is something similar like this. That, for example, you were passing by and you saw a Muslim on the way and you said to him, "Come on, let's go to the prayer." And then maybe he didn't answer, maybe he answered. Anyway, you went and you prayed and you paid no consideration to this. But maybe because of that single instance, somewhere later on in the life, that youth, he remember your statement and he starts practicing. So because of that statement, for which you paid no consideration to, Allah has raised your ranks. And then he said, "وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدْ لَيَتْكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ," and a person will say a word, "مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ," from the anger of Allah, "لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا," and he pays no attention to it, "يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمْ." And yet Allah enters him into Jahannam because of a statement he made and he paid no consideration to it. So a person can make a statement, a person can send a text message, takes just a few seconds, pays no consideration, and yet it can raise his ranks in Jannah. Or the opposite, it can take him to Jahannam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another narration of this same hadith, "Innal abda layatakallamu bil kalima ما يظن أن تبلغ ما بلغت." That a person says a word and he does not think that this word will reach where it has reached. And because of this word, Allah increases his ranks in Jannah. Or because of this word, Allah enters him into Jahannam. So never belittle any act of goodness and never belittle any sin. But think about the greatness of the one you are pleasing and the greatness of the one whose anger you have invited. Also, from the virtues and the benefits of knowledge is that the person of knowledge, everything benefits from the person of knowledge. And notice I didn't say every person and I didn't say every Muslim. I said everything benefits from a person of knowledge. So, and the Salaf used to mention, had it not been for the scholars, then even the cattle would be oppressed, and the trees would be oppressed, and the fish would be oppressed, had it not been for the scholars. Because how have we learned which animals are allowed to be slaughtered, which animals are not to be slaughtered? Because of knowledge and the people of knowledge. How have we learned how to slaughter an animal so it feels the least amount of pain, and how not to slaughter an animal? Because of the people of knowledge. Who taught us that even in jihad, trees and farms and churches and the elderly and children and women cannot be harmed? It is knowledge and the people of knowledge. And who taught us from the sea that which we can eat and that which we cannot eat? Knowledge and the people of knowledge. So had it not been for those books and those scholars conveying this knowledge to us, we would be slaughtering animals which have not been created to be slaughtered. and we would be slaughtering in a way which is painful for the animals, and we would be eating from the sea that which is not allowed and leaving that which is allowed, and we would be violating trees and the environment and the elderly and so on and so forth. So you can see that the benefits of knowledge are not just restricted to the student or just to da'wah, rather everything benefits from knowledge. And for this reason the Prophet said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْحُوتَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, that fish in the depths of the water, لَا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لِطَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ, it seeks forgiveness for the student of knowledge. And the lizard in its hole seeks forgiveness for the student of knowledge. And the cattle upon the farms, they seek forgiveness for the student of knowledge. Because the existence of the student of knowledge, his presence in a particular area, is mercy for the trees and mercy for the fish and mercy for the animals and mercy for the cattle. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Sahibul ilm yastaghfiru lahu kullu shay'in hatta al-hut fil bahar, that the person of knowledge, everything seeks forgiveness for the person of knowledge. You don't know that the trees are seeking forgiveness because you are seeking knowledge. Even, he said, حَتَّ الْحُوتِ فِي الْبَحَرِ, even fish in the depths of the oceans seek forgiveness for the person of knowledge. Why? Because you are a mercy for them. You will teach the people how to slaughter, what to slaughter, what not to slaughter, the rules of jihad, the rules of tahara, not to waste water. All of these things are a mercy for the rest of creation. And finally, I'll end with a beautiful narration which incorporates within it a hadith. And this is that one day a man from Medina, perhaps he was from the Tabi'een, after the Prophet had passed away, a man from Medina, he went to visit one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called Abu Darda. And at that time, Abu Darda was living in Damascus in Syria. And this man traveled from Medina all the way to Damascus in order to visit Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And when Abu Darda met this man, he said to him, Ma aqdamaka ya akhi, what has caused you to come all this way and to travel from Medina all the way to Damascus, O my brother? Faqal, so the man said, Hadithun بلغني أنك تحدثه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the only thing which has made me take a journey from Medina all the way to Damascus is a hadith, a single hadith which I have heard that you narrate from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and therefore I want to learn this hadith from you so I can narrate it. So Abu Darda said to him, أما جئت لحاجة, that you haven't come to Damascus for any other need or any other reason? قال لا, he said no. And then he said, أما قدمت للتجارة, that you haven't come for any trading, any buying, any selling? قال لا, he said no. And then Abu Darda asked him, ما جئت إلا في طلب هذا الحديث, he said, you have only come here just for seeking this single hadith? And he said yes. And then Abu Darda said to him, إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, that I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, من سلك طريقا يبتغي فيه علما, whoever seeks a path or traverses a path in which he is seeking knowledge, سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة, then Allah will make the path to Jannah easy for him. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتِهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, and even the angels, when a student of knowledge is walking upon this path, they will lower their wings out of pleasure for the student of knowledge. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَةَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and the scholar, everything which is in the heavens and the earth, they seek forgiveness for the scholar and the one who is seeking knowledge. حَتَّ الْحَيْتَانَ فِي الْمَاءِ, even the fish in the sea, they seek forgiveness for the person of knowledge. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. And the virtue or the difference between the scholar and the worshipper is like the difference between the moon and the rest of the stars. How bright and clear the moon is and how distant the stars are, this is the difference between the scholar and just a normal pious person. And then he said, إِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. Verily the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. So the scholars, the ulama, the students of knowledge, they are Rasulu Rasulillah. They are the messengers of the Messenger of Allah. They assume the responsibility and the mission which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam assumed. He said, فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. How are they the inheritors of the Prophet? How are the scholars and the students of knowledge the inheritors of the Prophet? Because the Prophets, they did not leave behind gold coins and silver coins as inheritance. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. Rather, they only left behind knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظِّ الْوَافِرِ. So whoever takes this knowledge, he has taken the greatest success. So this, my brothers and sisters, are some of the virtues of knowledge, and those who leave their homes in order to seek knowledge and in order to learn. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, and Allah knows best. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'an wa amalan salihan wa rizqan tayyiba. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-ikhlas fil qawli wal amal. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين أجمعين. والله أعلم، وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.